Hello.
Hi, William. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, it's almost Friday, so that's always a good sign, right?
Absolutely.
I hope you enjoy the weekend every now and then, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Good, good.
Absolutely.
I know you spoke with Shalette. She wanted me to call you because I know that you and I had last talked about the Google Guaranteed program, right? So
yeah,
I think you had some questions.
Yeah,
absolutely. So Google Guaranteed are the ones that, you know, you'll see at that very tippy top of the page. It has a green check mark. And so those are the ones where it's a pay-per-lead program. However, what that means is the leads aren't leads like an Angie's leads or a Thumbtack lead. These are still leads that come in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing them with anyone, right? They're only being sent to you. Now, there are certain requirements for that, and the requirements are is that, one, they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews, okay? They also are requesting, depending, because I think you and I talked about the flooring, and then we also talked about the general contractor, okay, because it was 2 separate categories that we talked about. So I know that for both, they're requiring certificate of liability insurance, whatever your state requires, and they're asking for the Connecticut State Home Improvement Contractor Registration.
Okay.
Is that the one that you carry?
Yeah, I carry all that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because for the general contractor, or well, for flooring, it says the CT State Home Improvement Contractor Registration, and it's the same one for the general contractor. Okay? Now.
Yeah, I wanted to try to do like roofing.
Roofing?
I don't really want to do. Yeah, just roofing and general contracting, pretty much.
Roofing and general contracting, so not the flooring then, right?
Yeah. No.
Okay, let me just go back really, really quick to see what the requirements would be for the roofing. Let me just grab that real fast. Okay, so we're not going to talk about the flooring then. So roofing, and then you said the general contractor. Okay.
Yeah.
So roofing is still going to be the insurance, and yeah, it looks like the same thing, the home improvement contractor registration. Is that typically what they ask for in your state for the roofers?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Have you ever been asked any of that? I mean, when you've done a roofing job?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you gotta
You got to make sure your license, the license is paying money for your HIC, and then pretty much.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so then that's what they require, right? Now, we charge a $250 application fee. Okay, they're going to run a background check, right? Now, the background check, what they're looking for is felonies. They don't look at misdemeanors or DUIs, right? So I'm going to ask you, you're clear?
Yeah.
Okay, the only reason why I'm saying this is because let's say something comes up, right? They're not going to refund you your money, and they'll disqualify you from being approved for that program, okay?
Okay.
So I just like to be transparent. Now, the way that it works, right, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google, and then once you get approved, we would call you to let you know, hey, you've been approved. Do you want us now to turn on your leads? Okay? So I'm going to go over the general contractor one with you first. So for the general contractor, the minimum monthly budget is what we're always going to start you off with first to get a feel of the program before you start investing more money. So for the general contractor, you're looking at $765 is your minimum monthly budget. That'll give you up to 13 leads in the month. Basically, your leads are costing you $58.67, okay? Now, the kicker on it is, let's say someone called you to remove a tree. That's outside of your services. Google is going to credit the lead back to you. It's considered unqualified, okay? If somebody calls you outside of your service area and you do not accept the job, it's an unqualified lead. It gets credited back. If someone called you to solicitate you, like sell you other marketing, or they're calling you to see if you're hiring. Those are unqualified leads. Google will credit it back. Now, when it's considered a qualified lead is if you discussed pricing, you set an appointment to give an estimate, those are qualified leads. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen happen, but let's just say you did. What happens is what's left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month, which means that next month, you're only going to pay for the one lead that you received the month before, which would be $58.67. That's what each lead is costing for the general contractor. Okay? Does that all make sense so far?
Sir.
Okay. Now, for the roofer, okay, if you want to be found for the roofing vertical, is what we call it, the category, the minimum monthly budget is $922. $922, minimum monthly budget. The leads are basically costing you $70.67. But as you know, if it's outside of your service area, you don't accept the job. If they're calling to see if you're hiring or to solicitate you, or they call you outside of a service that you're not offering, the lead will get credited back. Okay? Same thing. If you only get one lead in the month, what's left over in the budget will roll over. So the following month, you're only going to pay for the one lead that you received, $70.67. Okay?
Yep.
So let's say you want to be found for both. You want the general contractor and you want the roofing vertical. Okay? What'll happen, William, is you'll pay the higher minimum monthly budget and the higher pay per lead rate. So in other words, you would pay $922. Okay, would be your minimum monthly budget to be found for both, right?
Yeah.
And that means that your cost on the lead is going to be the higher one, $70.67, but you can be found for both. Or let's say we put you down to get qualified for both categories, but when we call you to let you know you've been approved and to see when you want to turn on the leads, you might say, hey, I just want to turn on the roofing leads right now. So we won't turn on the general contractor ones. So basically you're paying for the roofing leads only, right? So it's still going to be the 922 and vice versa. If you say don't turn on the roofing leads, let's start with the general contractor first, then you know you're going to be charged for the minimum monthly budget of the general contractor. But if both categories are running, then you're paying the higher one. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, also, any time that you go on vacation for a few weeks, or let's say that, you know, you landed a job, you know, you're going to be pretty booked out and you can't handle more leads. William, all you do is you call us, you say, shut off the leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. And even if you shut them off, and let's say you shut them off and you had only gotten two leads, well, when we turn them back on, when you call to have them turn back on, what'll happen is it'll pick up from where it left off, okay? And they call it Google Guaranteed because Google is also putting an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that is selecting you. So it's almost as if Google is also guaranteeing your work. Okay? All the calls are recorded. So when a call comes through, you're going to know that it's a call from the Google Guaranteed program, William, because you'll hear it say incoming Google Guaranteed lead. And that's how you know where that call's coming from. The system, the way it's set up, is you're going to be given a special tracking number that Google will assign to your call, to your phone. And all the calls are recorded. So Google has an AI system set up to where each lead, okay, they know which leads are qualified and which ones aren't. Now, if one slipped through the cracks and let's say, you know, you were like, nah, I don't think that was a qualified lead, okay, you just give us the number. We dispute it with Google, okay?
Yeah.
So the only thing that you would be paying would just be the $250.
So $250 with the...
would be the application fee to start the process. We send you the application. We get everything going. And then we let you know who's going to be running the background check. Once you get approved from Google, that's when we'll follow up with you. Okay?
Okay. All right. So you said it's
922 would be the minimum monthly budget, and that was for the roofer. But if you're wanting both the general contractor and the roofer, then you'll pay the higher one, 922, and that'll get you both categories.
All right. So you can only do two categories at one time?
Well, I'll tell you what's under, let me tell you what's under the roofing, okay? So it's two categories, but there's subcategories underneath of them. And I'll go over those with you on what's included in those subcategories so that way you have an idea, okay? So let me go to the general contractor. My computer is just taking forever.
Well, is this like a month-to-month contract, or how does this work?
It's no contract. It's a month-to-month program. Yeah. And you can, like, you can pause the leads at any time. Like, if you need to shut them off for a while, then you shut them off. You know what I mean? So under the general contractor, the subcategories that are underneath of that are accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundation and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, roofing, kitchen, backsplash, kitchen cabinets, kitchen island, bathroom tiles, bathroom cabinets. Okay. So yeah. Let's say you were like, you know what? I don't want anyone calling me for a kitchen island. Okay. So I would notate, does not do kitchen islands. If you got a call and someone was asking you about kitchen islands and you don't accept that job, that is an unqualified lead. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now for the roofing category, what's included in that is roofing inspection, roof installation, roof repair, attic venting, gutter installation and gutter repair, skylight installation, skylight repair, storm, wind damage, roof repair. Now, if you told me, Nadine, we don't do skylights, right? We don't do any skylight repairs or no gutter repairs, just installations. If someone called you for a gutter repair and it's not noted under your services and you don't accept that job, William, that's an unqualified lead.
Okay.
They credit it back. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you would have to categorize all that beforehand.
Yeah, I would go over it with you in the notes, just so that way the technician knows. And then once you get approved from Google, they're going to still go over it with you again to make sure that we're putting the right subcategories under your category.
No problems.
Okay, so they just don't take my word for it. They're still going to verify it with you again anyways, because who knows, maybe something might change. Maybe you had originally told me no kitchen cabinets, right, or no bathroom cabinets. But then at the time that you get approved, then you might say, they might, when they ask you, you might say, actually, you know what, I do want that, okay?
Absolutely. That makes sense. All right, so I just have to I got to discuss it with my girlfriend and see what's going on.
Okay.
So what do I need? I need my...
So the only thing that I would need from you, okay, the only thing that you would be charged is just the application fee, okay, the one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. On there, it's going to ask you for, it's your certificate of liability insurance. They call it the COI Accord, okay? Now, on your insurance, is it listed as Bray's Home Improvement? Is that how
yes.
you have it listed? Okay, perfect. So you just want to make sure that everything's, like, matching, right? Now, the license yes. is the one that I told you, that contractor registration one, right?
Yeah.
So that's all they need. And that one's in your name and with the business name, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. And then, the application is super. I'm sorry, hon?
Would I have to send those two informations over to you, or how would that
you
work?
Would just upload them. You guys would upload them on the application. When you submit the application, we push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay? So on the application, William, it's going to ask for, like, your address, your name, your email address, what year did you establish the business. It's going to ask you for your social, okay, so they can run the background check. It's going to ask you for your EIN number, right, which is a number, I believe, on your tax documents. It's going to ask you, if you're the business owner, to put your information, right? There's a part that will ask you how many employees you have. I suggest that you put zero, because employees would be, like, if it's an employee that you are, the only time I would tell you, notate that you have an employee is if that employee is bidding your jobs. I'm assuming you're the only one that does that, right?
Yeah.
So
one other guy, yeah, correct.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you were to mention that other guy, right, and they're going to want his information to run his background check, if you're not confident that he has a clean record, it could disqualify you if something comes back. So I suggest just keep it all strictly to you, okay? And then, that's what I would do. Now, once we know, because Google uses two different companies, Pinkerton and Evident ID, okay? Now, once we know who's running your background check, okay, we will go ahead and reach out to you to let you know, hey, be on the lookout for Pinkerton or Evident ID. They're going to be sending you, you know, follow the steps. One of them might ask you, just send the front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one might ask you, put your name, put your social security, because what they're doing is verifying it's you that they're running the background check on. But we give you the heads up to let you know who it's going to be, so that way you're already aware.
That makes sense.
Okay.
All right. So, that makes perfect sense. So I'll just have to discuss it with my girlfriend, and then I could just get right back to you. All right.
Yeah.
Call me on Monday. Is that a problem? Like Monday?
No,
afternoon?
Absolutely not. I can call you on Monday. In fact, William, I'm going to do this. Why don't I send you everything as well in writing, so that way, since you're going to be discussing it with your girlfriend, I know it's a lot of information I threw out at you, right? So I have your email is will.bray@hotmail.com. That's still a good email for you, right?
Yes, perfect.
Awesome. Okay. So the email that I'm sending you, it's just going to say Google guaranteed. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and I went ahead and notated what the minimum monthly budget is and the cost per lead, okay? So that way you have it all there. It kind of gives you an overview of what it would look like. So all the reviews that you have currently on your Google profile page, those will also appear on your Google guaranteed, okay?
Perfect.
All right. What's a good time to call you on Monday?
I would say like 4 o'clock Eastern time if you can.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, have a good weekend.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.